I'm Mariam Kudrat, and I actually work with the education and the youth programs at the Islamic Center. And so in particular, all of the programming that has to do with Sunday school, junior youth group, the older youth group, which is the MYG, is what we are diligently working towards keeping together the community via Zoom. And I strongly urge you to connect, and please let your young ones know that that ultimately they can, you know, they can still, you know, easily connect with us from their kitchen counter or wherever they are. So tonight is, you know, I congratulate you for getting so far along in the in this holy month of Ramadan with the fasting. May Allah reward you all. Juz 29, we've come such a long way. And it encompasses 11 surahs, as you just heard the beautiful recitation by both Dr. Khulqi and Sheikh Asim, surah 67 to 77. And really, I want to come back to this very important point because of the fact that we are amidst a worldwide pandemic. It's very important for us to really understand this, to rise to this occasion. This is an occasion that we have to strive towards being able to actually, understand the challenge ahead of us, and to demonstrate our resilience as a generation, as a community of people, and as individuals. So really, our core belief, and I want to emphasize this, is that we are taught in Islam that our core belief is to lead a triumphant life, and to triumph in life. We are really taught to win. We're taught to prosper. And the Quran, subhanAllah, becomes our operations manual on how to be able to actually, in a formulaic fashion, go through all of these challenges and then take heed to err, to repent, and to be able to then eventually evolve as we move through this exercise based upon the master plan of Allah Almighty. So for tonight, I really would like to connect the dark moments that are described in this juz during the last years of the Prophet, peace be upon him's life in Mecca, to the current global challenge, to this pandemic, to the economic fallout that we're seeing, to the suffering all over the world. And to emphasize that all of this requires from us, the response that it requires from us is a response of persistence, of strength, of generosity, and resilience, which will ultimately lead us toward triumph. And that's what our core belief is that we must be triumphant and prosperous. We should concentrate, of course, on the gratitude and all for all of the blessings that we continue to enjoy. And having this program on Zoom is really one of the blessings that we continue to be able to hold on to all of our rituals. So the themes in this juz revolve around our unity of faith as it relates to several areas. The unity of faith as it relates to the reality of the life ahead of us to come in the hereafter, of our accountability to God Almighty for our decisions. And I want to, you know, I don't want to sort of rush over that. This is a sort of very important, that the decisions that we continue to make, that we continue to move ahead with our daily lives and how we choose to handle those decisions. Again, not to err, we do err, but to try to take heed as we move across this is part of the unity of our faith, that we have this accountability to God, that we have a finite time, very limited amount of time, and therefore we have to work towards those good deeds. We have to have a set of objectives that we really are bound by in the time that we have, and to show the moral courage in the face of the dilemmas. These are the themes that I would like to highlight for Juz 29, which goes through these 11 surahs.
I will go ahead and just bring out some key points. First of all, in Surah Al-Mulk, it underlies the human inability. It's very interesting, the human inability to ever fully understand and encompass the mysteries of the universe with our earthbound knowledge. So, you know, our true dependence upon divine revelation. This is truly
A very important and central area. I just want to make sure my sound is okay. I think I got a note saying the sound is muffled. I hope that's okay. Okay, good. So in Al-Mulk, it underlies our inability to be able to fully understand and encompass the mysteries of the universe with our earthbound knowledge. And therefore, that makes us dependent upon divine revelation. We see in the surah as well the contrast between perceived reality and the profound reality of our inner world. In Al-Miraj, the key topic is the sort of general unwillingness to believe. And we find again over and over again in this juz, we keep, you know, a spotlight on different people, different communities, different generations hit with challenges. How did they respond? And that's why I'd like to draw your attention to connecting that to the current challenge that we, our generation and our community is facing. How will we respond? In Surat Nuh, for example, the key topic is struggling against blind materialism and the lack of spiritual values. And as we move through, you know, we see, for example, in Al-Muzammil, this happened during this time of interruption or fatra, which it was anywhere between 6 months to 3 years when the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not receive revelation. I mean, this was a true challenging time. What kept him going? In that time, what kept him going was the moral support of his wife Khadija, radiallahu anha, and she kept him attached to his prophetic mission, not to lose the courage, and not to lose the hope. And so, the strong emphasis, as we see in Juz 29, has a lot to do with what we are currently managing through with this pandemic. And I just want to, as we go through our own, tradition of fasting and praying and so forth, very important that we understand sort of GPS, you know, where are we, what expectations, what accountability, how do we have to shape our behaviors to be able to really rise to this occasion. And I really thank you for your prayers for my sister Hasina. She's 5 years younger than I am, my little sister. And this was fell on us like a pile of bricks, but we truly believe in Allah, and we remain steadfast, and we remain hopeful, and we will always triumph as long as we have that attitude. So I just wanted to thank everybody. Thank you, Dr. Khodok.